The Lord be with you.
And
read it from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he's looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm, and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham, and his children forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months, and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. The opening prayer, we ask that God will hear the prayer, the prayers of their people. We're the people of God. One prayer we should make right now is that those people who are really not thinking about the birth of Jesus, but are only thinking about material things, will understand that the full meaning of Christmas is not so much material things, but Jesus Christ. So that should be one of our prayers. That those who are only thinking about Santa Claus, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, and all the materialistic interpretations of Christmas, that they would have a conversion of mind and heart. Maybe some of our relatives are found in that category. Okay, the first reading is this. We've got Hannah, who is an older woman, who was given a child. And the name of the child was Samuel. Instead of keeping the child to herself, she gave the child to God. Interpretation? Your children do not so much belong to you. Your children belong to God. Never forget that. So as soon as a child is born, one of the first things good Catholic Christian parents should do should be, when am I going to baptize this child? Of course, a lot of people think about the party and La Fiesta and La Pechanga and all that, right? But they should be thinking, when can I give this child to God through baptism? You should be thinking about that when you're 8 or 7 months pregnant. Do the baptismal talk, and then have the child baptized as soon as possible. So the child is no longer a pagan, just living in animal level, but the child is transformed into a child of God. You got to do that. Don't allow yourself to be just imbued with paganism. Sometimes they baptize children that are 3, 4, 5 years old. It's not the way it should be done. Pope John the 23rd was baptized within 24 hours. Many of the saints were baptized within 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. And to put off the baptism of a child for a silly, kind of dumb reason could be a serious sin. Serious sin. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me." The next is, not only is this, can this passage be interpreted in the light of baptism, but why not offer your children to God so that they become priests, nuns, or religious? Why not? That would be a good intention. God calls your son or daughter to become a priest, a nun, or religious. Foster that vocation. Don't block it. So there's the interpretation of Samuel for you. The psalm says, "My heart exults in the Lord my Savior." Our hearts should exult in God. God is the ultimate source of our joy. Then we have the beautiful gospel of Mary's canticle of praise, which is called the Magnificat. Mary in the Bible speaks seven times. Can you tell me the seven times that Mary spoke? No, Father. Try to learn them. Anyone could tell me the seven times that Mary spoke? I'd give you maybe $2 after the Mass, okay? You should know them. Mary speaks seven times. But this is the time in which Mary speaks most. It's called her Magnificat. Let me give you three ideas from Magnificat. Mary says, "My soul magnifies the Lord." Or, "My spirit proclaims the greatness of the Lord." So the first thing that Mary does is this. She does not draw attention to herself, but Mary draws attention to God. That's a beautiful example for us. We want to draw attention to ourselves. What's that called? Vanity. Pride. Self-centeredness. Egotism. Instead of saying, "In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit," we do, "Me, myself, and I." Called the egotistic trinity. Me, myself, and I. We want to be the center of attention. We want to be the big man on campus. We want to be the big banana, huh? Number one, huh? Not Mary. Mary always wanted to praise God. Put God in first place. So let's learn from Mary. Not to seek our own self-aggrandizement, our own self-glory. But rather let's place God as number one. And if you know, if we don't place God as number one, we're going to be practicing idolatry. What is idolatry? Place any person, place, thing above God. That's the nature of idolatry. How many idols out there today? So many. And probably the primary idol that we worship today is the person that you see in the mirror in the morning. Okay? Ourselves. Then Mary says this, "My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." What does that mean? All of us are pursuing in our lives joy. We want to be happy. But why is it that you meet so many people that are sad? They're depressed. They're discouraged. They're taking pills to fight depression. So many people. Never had so many young people trying to commit suicide as today. Remember 4 months ago, up north near San Francisco, there was a town where there's an epidemic of young people who committed suicide. And there were sons and daughters of some of the richest people in the country. They had everything except one thing, God. They had everything that the world could offer them, but they were lacking one thing, God. You know the Beatles? You ever hear the Beatles? They used to sing, "Money can't buy me love," huh? Well, you can't find that in the gospel, but I think Paul McCartney was right in that one. Money can't buy me love. And money can't buy you happiness. Money can buy you pleasure. It can buy you pleasure. You want to see a sad person? The person that goes to Las Vegas. You want to see a sadder person? The person that comes back from Las Vegas, huh? I know what you're going to say. Father, depends. If he wins, then you're going to be happy. You're going to say, if I stayed another 6 hours, I would have won another $5,000. Huh? The more you have, the more you want. And the more you have, the more you want, the less happy you really are. So Mary's teaching us to find the greatness in God, and she always teaches us that true happiness can be found in God our Savior. And lastly, Mary says this, "All generations will call me blessed." This was said 2,000 years ago. This was a prophecy. All generations will call me blessed. When do we say that? After Mass, we're going to be saying it 50 times. After Mass, we're going to be saying it 50 times. And I'll probably say it 200 times today. What does that mean, Father? Every time we say the Hail Mary, we say, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." This was a prophecy that Mary made 2,000 years ago. So let us never get tired of saying, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." That's the prayer that Mary loves most, the Hail Mary. But she loves a prayer even more than the Hail Mary, the Rosary. Why? Because we say it 50 times. Beautiful prayer. So St. Louis de Montfort, who gives us true devotion, says that the Magnificat is a wonderful prayer that we can say after Mass and Thanksgiving. So if we really want to magnify the Lord, praise the Lord, one of the best ways to do it is through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So I invite all of you, sometime today, go to your Bible. Maybe dust it off. Okay, go to your Bible. Okay. Go to your Bible and go to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1, 46 to 56. You got that? Luke 1, 46 to 56. Open up your Bible and read three times the Magnificat. Did you know that all throughout the world, nuns and priests and religious say this prayer every day when we pray evening prayer, which is called Vespers, which with the Heart of Mary, the whole church praises God our Savior. So let us enter into the Heart of Mary and learn the true meaning of life. The true meaning of life is glorifying God and finding joy in God our Savior. Amen.